Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is the Gospel just read, Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34, and especially verse 34. And when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." My dear friends in Christ, our text for today presents an interesting contrast to the other accounts recorded in this 12th chapter of Mark. It is almost an anomalous situation that is happening here on this Tuesday in Holy Week, at the time when this took place in our Lord's ministry. So something very unusual is happening here. There is no attempt in this account on the part of Herodians, or Sadducees, or Pharisees to trap our Lord in his talk. There is no great discussion on marriage and the resurrection, or on the relationship of church and state. In fact, it is most likely that what is happening here is because this teacher of the law, this scribe who asked Jesus this important question, was most impressed by the answers that he had given in the previous discussion. And yet this morning, our attention will not be so much upon the results of Jesus' discussion as on Jesus' reaction to that discussion. And yet we must pause momentarily, as it were, to look at the background. The scribe asked Jesus, "Of all of the commandments, which one is the most important?" And Jesus gives him an answer rooted deeply in the words of the Old Testament. First of all, in the Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one." And then in the summary of the two tables of the law, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And then the scribe said, "Well said, teacher. For all of those things are far more important than all of the sacrifices that could ever be made." And then comes Jesus' response. A response that, if we look at it closely, really asks us several questions and makes us look into our own heart and soul. But Jesus, perceiving that he had answered wisely, said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And in that response of Jesus, there is a comforting response to us, as we can see that we are all not far from the kingdom or from the king. The key word in our Lord's answer here is one little Greek word, makan. It's an adverb, and in its basic meaning, it means far. Or in this instance, umakan, not far. A well-known dictionary that we all use, I'm sure, in our work, talks about this verse and says that in this instance, that umakan needs to be taken figuratively. "You are not far from the kingdom of God" means you are almost ready to enter it. And yet, I must say at this time, I think I disagree with that interpretation. Because if we look at this closely and say that this man is not far from entering the kingdom of God because he understands the law of God, that is a very tenuous basis upon which to base entrance into God's kingdom. So it is very true that the keeping of all of the commandments and the burning of all the sacrifices will not help. But if you keep the law in every part, yet are guilty in just one small item, you are guilty of the whole law. So how then is it possible that Jesus can say of this man, "You are not far from the kingdom of God"? For I'm sure that man, if he had thought deeply, and each one of us, if we think about it, would have to say that we have not loved the Lord our God with all of our strength and soul and mind, Or can we truly say that we have always loved our neighbor as ourselves and done everything that we could? And in that, we come to a dead end. We come to a failure. We come face to face with our own sinfulness and with our own inability to enter the kingdom of God. Then what is the answer to this dilemma, if you will? This dilemma brought on by Jesus' own words, you are not far from the kingdom. Over the last several weeks, we've had several sermons on different kinds of handles. There was a gospel handle, and at the beginning of the week, we heard a historical handle. And maybe this morning, I guess I could call this a dictionary handle. Because I think if you look deeply at this, the answer is right there in front of us. And that is in the first definition given in that dictionary to the word "maskein." It is an adverb of place. It means distance. And that's our answer. But I think we can interpret this passage in this way. You are not far from the kingdom of God because you are not far from the King. He is standing with you. For you see, we cannot truly approach the kingdom of God without the King. The King who was a descendant of an earthly king, David, and yet who would proclaim himself to be David's Lord. The King who triumphantly entered Jerusalem to the shout of Hosanna. And yet the King who within a few days after that event would first of all lift up his arms in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane that the cup might pass from him. And shortly thereafter would lift up his arms upon the cross. The King who, having given himself up in death, would also be raised again to life on the third day, and he would ascend into heaven. The King who rules his church for us, and who will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. And the King who, in shedding his blood and in offering up himself, perfectly fulfilled all of the law of God, who by his obedience did what we could never accomplish. He took our place. He stands as the mediator between God and men. He could say, "Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness," a righteousness based not upon our works or our deeds, but upon him. The King who offers us a place in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of grace, a kingdom built not so much upon the power of armies and force, but upon the love of the Father, the sacrifice of the Son, and the work of the Holy Spirit that works faith in our hearts. So you see, when you come right down to it, the answer is quite simple. We are not far from the kingdom of God when we are close to the King. And Jesus Christ is indeed, as we shall sing, the true foundation. In his name, amen.